Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to open the phones up this hour. Tommy, close that mic. All right, we're going to open the phones up this hour at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is frankly, you know, I say this now every month or so. I used to every 2 or 3 years say, this is the most important broadcast I've ever done. And then now every month or so I say, this could be one of the most important broadcasts I've ever done. And now every week I'm saying, this could be one of the most important broadcasts I've ever done. And Stalin's evil predecessor, Vladimir Lenin, to paraphrase, I don't think he was a good man, but a blind hog can find acorns, broken clocks are right twice a day, as the cliche goes, but he was a smart guy. Vladimir Lenin said that there are times in history that when in a month there are more changes than in the last 100 years. Well, we're in that period right now where the changes we're seeing, and everything's sped up more than it's ever been in history. So instead of changes every 50, 60, 100 years, you know, there being massive periods of change, we're going into a period where it's just going to be continual upheaval, continual change. And even if we had angels running things and good, decent people, the technology, the developments, the wildness of it all, there'd be a very good chance for cataclysmic disasters and emergencies and wars and bioweapons getting out. But having psychopathic, sadistic, hardcore killers who love darkness and revel in just absolute wickedness, that's who we've got running things with all these changes going on. So, yes, it's going to be very, very interesting times. But I can say with a declarative assurity that the changes we are seeing right now in the world financial system are the biggest shifts since the end of World War II, when the Anglo-American establishment really teamed up for the first time and became the most dominant force on the planet. And then the Bretton Woods Agreement that came out of that. The dollar is being dumped as the world reserve currency right now. Alan Greenspan and every other major central banker in the world, together in unison, made public statements on television and in print over the weekend saying the dollar was dead. Venezuela, which is huge. And now Russia, and now China, and now Saudi Arabia, with $800 billion in one fund of U.S. dollars alone, is dumping the dollar and taking the dollar out of its world reserve currency position. They are letting us cut interest rates, but they're not cutting interest rates. Huge move. Huge. And you tune into fake neocon, fake conservative radio. Roger Ailes Radio, funding Hillary Clinton, totally staged. You tune in there, all they're talking about is Nuke and Ahmadinejad and how it's all his fault. And they're going to take our economy, take our country away from us. But don't worry, you'll still cheerlead the government because at least they'll be bombing somebody. And you can't find them on a map, but it feels good because you don't like that Ahmadinejader. I don't like him. I don't like that Arab. He's not an Arab twit. We're in a clash of civilizations, like the Greeks when they held them back in that movie 300. No, we're run by the New World Order that's destroying our country from within. While they got you focused on a red cape they flap in front of your face, and they got the sword right behind it like the matador, and you go running right at the red cape, and they got the little sword waiting to drive it right into your fat chest, you idiot. Don't talk to me like that. I like Bush.
Now. Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. 750323 or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The biggest financial shift since the end of World War II. And all the prosperity that came out of that, this is the opposite of what began prosperity-wise in 1946 in this country. We were the reserve currency. We could issue it. It was the money of the world. Didn't matter if we didn't have industry. Didn't matter if we didn't have factories. Didn't matter if we didn't have innovation anymore. We'd always had that before. We had the currency, and people would let you buy things with it. And the government could just issue it, but then they had to go into debt to the private banks that had taken us over. And now the very private bankers that used our muscle to build their New World Order have set up their European Union. They want it to be the New World Reserve Currency to then advertise how great the euro is and tell the Europeans, see how great we are. They openly wrote books decades ago saying this. See how great globalism is? The euro followed globalism, so it did well. America didn't. And they're like smooth haulings with tariff deals. They held back immigration deals. They wouldn't let the Mexican trucks in. So look what happened to them. So for those that just joined us, the Saudis, here's the headline, London Telegraph. This isn't me. Fears of dollar collapse as Saudis take fright. And it said that they are removing their $800 billion from pegging it to the dollar. It's no longer dollarized, ladies and gentlemen. That's a pretty big deal. Earth-shattering, I would say, in and of itself. The Russians are beginning to fully move away. The Chinese are accelerating their basket that they started a year ago of currencies and moving more and more of the dollar out of their basket. We, at the same time, have the Venezuelans dumped the dollar completely yesterday, went off dollarization. You won't hear a word about it on talk radio, folks. All you're going to hear is the Iranians did it. Not Alan Greenspan, who announced with all the other central bankers this weekend that the dollar was going down. They did it. They are the culprits. They're the bosses. They gave the signal, and everybody's following suit going, yes, a boss. Dollar hits new low against the euro. The U.S. dollar hit a new low, record low, against the euro as investors sold the currency after the Federal Reserve's hefty interest rate cuts. See? Not only did they say the dollar was going to go down, then they cut the rates and convinced you it was good for you. Because all you care about is that stock market giving the artificial illusion of going up when you're buying the stocks with a dollar worth half of what it was. I know I keep saying this, but yuppies don't understand. I try to talk to them. I go, listen, they devalued the dollar. The stock market's way down. And they just giggle. They have that dumb little look, a little twinkle in their eye. Hey, they're like, I'm a yuppie, man. I'm invincible. If I laugh at something, it makes it go away. The euro jumped to 1.4018. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's massive. Oh, it's only going to get worse. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine how Paul Watson's crying? I pay him and his brother in dollars, and it's pretty amazing. The euro jumped to 1.4018. Folks, the euro opened in 2000 at 80 cents to the dollar. That is a 60.18 change, a 60.18. But if you do it like the media does and just look at it from the point where it hit parity with the dollar in 2003, that is a 40.18 shift, 40-plus point shift, super mayday emergency. And again, you're not going to see it overnight. Sure, a car that was 15 grand is 40 grand now. A house that was 100 grand is 400 grand now. Milk that was $1, $3 now. Gas that was $1.50 is $2.50 now. They're saying it's going to go up to $4 a gallon. $5 a gallon. Crude oil is at above 82. Gold is about to go over 730 an ounce today. And you wait till next year when it totally bottoms out, folks. Gold will be 2,000 an ounce when it's properly valued 3,000. But I don't care if gold went down. I'm not about to get rid of a little bit of gold I got for more toilet paper notes. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I just, to see them do this to us, and then the news says they're the good guys. I want to smash things right now because this is like, let's say you got $100,000 in the bank. Let's say you've worked 20 years, put $100,000 in there. Do you understand that in the last 3 years it's been devalued by 40%? And in the 3 years before that, it was devalued by 20%. That's 60%, boy. And by boy, I'm talking to the yuppies and the establishment types, the Gordon Bloyers. He's coming on the show tomorrow. His neocon writer says I should be arrested for treason. They just don't care. They still just giggle and snicker, and when it all implodes, we'll have to hear from them how Greenspan's good. I mean, that's the sickest part of it. I'm so sick of you being dumb. I'm so sick of you letting those that have done this to us get away with it and laugh at us. But they don't just get away with it. They get to take the whole shooting match over. We get to be bigger slaves. They've set up a police state in case we struggle. They're going to overrun us with more illegals. We're going to be a total third world country. And it's funny to you people. It's funny to you. It isn't funny to me. I live here. I don't know. I had family get here in the 16-something. So, I mean, how many generations is that? I love this country. I love Texas. And it's all just being destroyed. The roads, water, everything being handed over to foreign criminal groups who didn't even pay for it. Wall-to-wall looting, brainwashing training in the schools, cops telling them homeschoolers are going to kill them, hardcore Soviet brainwashing, Wired magazine reporting on it. I mean, actual Soviet brainwashing techniques, and the cops don't even know they've been trained to do it to kids. Taking blood at checkpoints in the news, it's frothing evil everywhere, FEMA camps built everywhere, actual sons and grandsons of famous commissars literally running the country. You couldn't make that up! And they're doing it to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda, known CIA created. Oh. And we don't have the voice to reach everybody and tell them, I wish I could warn America. I wish I could explain to them that it's Alan Greenspan. I wish I could explain to them what's happening. But I can't. And to find out the people running our government ran the Red Terror. Hell, Albright's daddy. It didn't just start now, but killed over 1 million in Czechoslovakia. That's public. Chertoff. The new attorney general is like hardcore commissariat family. I mean, we are in trouble, folks. We're in deep, deep trouble. They're not playing around. These people don't play games. They went into Ukraine and killed 20 million people in 5 years, and they did it cold-bloodedly. But I guess you can't be told about the Matrix. You've got to taste it. You've got to see it, don't you? God, our founders, though, I think gave us one thing, and that's the guns. Just the fact that they're still here, though they've almost killed the gun culture, is the only thing holding them back, and they'd love to have their way with every one of us. They'd love to have their way with us right now. They're already having their way with us through the injections and the prisons and the system, a soft tyranny, but it's going to get a lot harder. And I know a lot of cops aren't going to listen to me till later, when it's too late, when they see it all happen. They're going to laugh about the vaccines till their 18-month-old takes the third round and has the convulsion and is gone forever. Their mind. You've got to find out a year from now that your dollar was destroyed. You're not going to listen to me, but later you will. I trust in that. Later you will. Later you'll know just how deadly serious this is. I'm so angry right now. They're doing it. Everything that was foretold, everything they plan to do, and my God, the next steps get so much worse, I don't even want to talk about it on air. The road they're leading us down. Let's go to calls. I said I'd go to calls. John in Texas, then Lucas, then Kim, Jason, Richard, and others. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, hey, Alex, nice to talk to you. I was watching CBS News yesterday, and something about Dan Rather, he's suing.
Yeah, suing Viacom about how they basically planted that story on him.
And then they mentioned he works for Mark Cuban. Is that true? How does that work? I don't have the internet right now.
I don't know. Rather lives here in Austin in Dallas, and Cuban works right around here. I don't know.
You think maybe Dan Rather's the next 9/11 truther?
You know, I've met Dan Rather, and I've met Robin Rather, because she lives here in Austin, but I we're different politically, so I don't know anything. I don't know. He's suing him because they planted the story on him.
Oh, man. All right. Also, I wanted to say I totally agree that the Clash of Civilizations is a myth, like one of the great myths of our whole society.
Well, I mean, and, let's be clear. I mean, the Muslims are a old-fashioned culture of men and women and children. And so it's going to dominate the modern hippie culture, which is designed to fall apart. But so they, in a way, there is the clash, but the globalists are exacerbating it, and the way they present it is a myth. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. And autism is real.
That's,
I mean,
real.
Like,
yeah,
say,
yeah,
my friend's nephew. Well, my friend's nephew, he got it right after the shot at 18 months, and I've seen it in my own life, so...
Yeah, it's only going to get worse, though. All right, we'll come back. Thank you, John. Lucas and others, your calls are straight ahead.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm sorry I haven't gotten to more of your calls. There's just so much financial news, police state news, war news, all ties together. It's coming up in the third hour. Right now we're taking calls. Lucas in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, my friend. Thanks for taking my call. About the David Snyder beating video in Indiana, they're trying to suppress that pretty hard. They've taken about 20 copies down off of YouTube now for copyright restrictions.
No, I know. Every copy that we've tried to link to, gets jerked down. We've got the councilman coming on tomorrow. Again, the cop hits him in the back for no reason, knocks him down and beats him. And the news then says Schneider got in trouble for fighting. So I guess when the cops attack you, that's now fighting. And then they arrest you for hitting you. And, yes, they are trying to take it down. They're desperate to cover that up so they can keep saying that he attacked the cops.
But there's something interesting. If you watch that video, right, you can see somebody else is videotaping it. Somebody else with a little digital cam.
It's a woman, and she's saying, "Get him, get him." She's enjoying it, so she's right. Not going to be giving that video up.
Well, she might, you know, depending on the situation. But that's not all I wanted to mention. I've been out down in downtown Austin videotaping people, asking four questions. Basically, who's the vice president? Who's the Secretary of Defense? What day 9/11 happened on, and what the First Amendment of the Constitution is. And, man, I will tell you, the public is so dumbed down. One guy actually said September 11th happened in the year 2011. Most people don't know what the First Amendment of the Constitution is.
You know why, though? And, by the way, they've got studies where, like, half of Americans don't even know what year it is. The reason is they're mesmerized. When you watch the average adult 4.5 hours of TV, the average child 5.5 hours, and it's growing, gamers an average of 10 hours, you literally get mesmerized where you're not in a conscious state. So they're sleepwalking. They're under mind control.
You know, even though all that's been going on in the news and all that, still about 1/8 of the people that I've interviewed still think Al Gore is the vice president.
Well, you've got to edit that and, you know, down to just the questions and get it up on Google immediately. In fact, I plan to do that in more films myself or more pieces just to illustrate. Have you seen the pieces where you go out with a map and say, let's attack Iraq, and you point at Australia, and 9 out of 10 go, yeah, let's blow that island up? They don't even know what Australia is.
Yeah, I know. They don't even know who the Secretary of Defense. In fact, about 90% of the people didn't know who the Secretary of Defense is. The guy that's guiding our soldiers, the guy that tells our soldiers what to do and is sending them off to die in Iraq, and they don't even know who it is. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous to me.
Listen, most Americans cannot find Iraq on a map, okay? Folks, they don't know anything. That's why they can devalue your dollar. That's why they can pull you over to checkpoint and say, everyone give your blood randomly. It's just wall-to-wall evil has taken over.
But you know what they do know? They do know who Homer Simpson's son is. They all know that Bart Simpson is Homer Simpson's son.
And they all know that OJ's in trouble and what all the counts are.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe, I was actually shocked at the results I'm getting from just interviewing a wide range of people, anywhere from homeless people to people that drive Bentleys.
Look, it's television. Television is literally eating the brains. There's hundreds of major studies on it. It accelerates Alzheimer's. It brain damages children. It's just so deadly. And a lot of them you're not going to be able to ever reach again. They're literally zombies.
You know what the really is good news, though? The one good thing that I found out about this is with talking with the black community, most of them are awake. I'd say about 90%, and they've never even seen a documentary. The biggest documentary...
They're awake, though, but they still fall into all the traps of the New World Order.
Yeah. I mean, but they know about 9/11, and they know what's going on, but they did it without having any documentaries. Most of them have only seen Fahrenheit 9/11, you know, and that's the biggest documentary they've ever seen. And they all know that it was an inside job. So
well, listen, do you have video editing capability to cut out all the dead spots? You need to put that on YouTube or Google immediately.
Yeah, I'll get that up. I'm not done yet. I'm going to go down today and get some more interviews and all that. But, yeah, I'll get that up as soon as possible.
Is this the Lucas I know?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how you doing, bro?
Pretty good. Just working hard. Working hard trying to get the news out and trying to spread the word.
Well, keep it up, brother. Love your work. I've seen some of his other work he's done. Listen, I'm not here trying to make fun of you. It freaks me out that 9/11 is a total inside job right out in the open, and the general public doesn't know who the vice president is and will argue with me. I mean, you know, it's just, believe me, I wish they didn't carry out the attacks. Believe me, I wish Greenspan wasn't killing the dollar. But again, you try to tell a yuppie what a dead dollar means, they don't know. Some poor Mexican who grew up in a dirt floor shack knows. I'll talk to the illegal aliens. I'll have my wife in Spanish ask him, hey, do you know about the dollar going down? Oh, yes, senor, it's very bad. It will be like peso soon. We are so sad. You tell a yuppie, what's a dollar? Oh, it's a black helicopter. I mean, preconditioned to just reject any information. Fine, you're going to be in deep trouble.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound, and the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Millions and millions of surveillance cameras in London when the crime rate goes up. Hire more police, the crime rate goes up. Or stays the same depending on the region you're in. More on highway checkpoint demands blood from all the drivers. More on the financial news coming up. But I'm going to go to Kim and Jason and Richard and Nathaniel and Frank, everybody first. But before I do that, Ted Anderson was actually out getting his tires rotated, I guess at lunch about 45 minutes ago, and I said, listen, he's the owner of the network. He's who I buy precious metals from. I said, come back in right now. Gold is up $10 from yesterday. I said, I forgot to get my order in yesterday. I want to make sure, because a few weeks ago I tried to order some and was too busy and never put the order in and didn't get the couple coins I wanted when it was 50 bucks cheaper than it is now. And I said, you come in because I want to get them from you, and I want three or four coins today, even though they've gone up. And he goes, don't worry, we've still got some. It's yesterday's prices, which were last week's prices. Folks, gold is up $10 an ounce, but Ted has numismatic collector coins at near melt. That is, you're paying near bullion but it has collector value. It's a super deal. He's got a secondary super collector coin as well that is just an incredibly good deal, but they've got Swiss and French francs from the 1900s, early 1900s, turn of the century, 1900 through the 20s and 30s. These are a great buy. It's what I'm getting a couple of. Every few months I try to buy a few of these. They're British sovereigns. I like little coins, and over the years I've built up, you know, a few of them. This is the buy. This is a great deal. Greenspan announced the end of the dollar this weekend. All these countries from Venezuela to Saudi Arabia, 800 plus billion, are announcing it's not going to be the reserve currency. It's not going to be tied to oil anymore. Get out of the dollar while you can. Gold is only going to go up. You watch it on a yearly graph, it goes straight up. Is it going to go down $20 in a month? Maybe. Or tomorrow? Maybe. But is it going to go up even higher in 6 months? Guaranteed. I mean, because it's so undervalued. Ted, I'm only going to have you a few minutes, but I just wanted to have you on today because you've supported this network. You created the Genesis Network, and you've done so much to support freedom. You're offering such good deals, and I just am so mad at the bankers. I know they tell people don't get into gold. I know that this will hurt them, just like everybody that drinks out of a water filter, and I don't care. Just make sure it's a high-quality one, folks. The poison didn't get into them. Every person that doesn't take the vaccine, they didn't get to brain damage that child. I love blocking these people. I'm like a sheepdog that loves jumping in front of wolves. It's like a dog likes to catch frisbees. I like to give good tips to my listeners. And I know I'm ranting here. It's just, it's 7:32 right now, boys and girls. A few weeks ago, it was 6:60-something. Last time I bought gold, it was at about 6:65. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to buy. It's only going to go up because, well, Ted, I want to ask you. Greenspan announcing that the dollar is going to be replaced with a euro. Today, having the Saudis dump it. Yesterday, having the Venezuelans dump it. This is freaking me out. This is happening faster than I thought it would, Ted.
Alex, we financed our economy all throughout the 1980s and the 1990s by going into debt and sending our U.S. Treasury bonds, bills, and notes overseas. Those treasury bills, bonds, and notes are coming back home to roost now, and that means the value of our U.S. dollars are going to dump into the toilet. It's been the fear of every economist out there. Everybody has set alarm on it. Most people would say, no, it can't happen. These people can't afford to take those losses. Well, they're taking them now. The United States dollar is no question, no hands down doomed because, I mean, right now China's sitting on, they've threatened their $1.3 trillion. It's going to drive interest rates up. The Federal Reserve System will have no choice than to open up the.
And I want to be clear, if Greenspan used to burp, the economy went down. They, all of them, came out and bashed the dollar savagely this weekend. They are behind this, Ted.
Well, the thing is the Federal Reserve System is going to have to create the liquidity to keep the interest rates down, to keep the United States economy going, but it's going to be sending us into, I mean, the fiat currency here is going to be similar to Argentina and Brazil. And you were talking about that Mexican guy that knows what it's like to live through this. The United States people have never had to feel the pain of a currency falling as fast as currencies can fall. The German...
By the way, this is what finally caused the collapse of the Roman Empire.
It certainly did.
Because they couldn't pay their armies anymore to hold back the Visigoths.
And look at the Weimar Republic. It was the same thing. They created way too much debt than the taxpayers could afford to pay, and the value of the currency went right through the toilet. The same thing happened in Argentina. The same thing happened in Brazil. The same thing happened in Mexico. The same thing happened in several of the Balkan states. Certainly happened in Russia. We are not immune from this. The only reason why the United States dollar has been able to do as well as it has for the last 20 years and us be able to deficit spend like it's going out of business, completely without any...
It was because the establishment had the weapons and the military, and they said there was confidence. To have Greenspan, Volcker, Bernanke, the Treasury Secretary, all the Exchequer, all of them come out and badmouth the dollar, I want to make it clear, they gave the cue to precipitate Venezuela and to precipitate, I don't know if you got this news, Ted, did you know the Saudis just unhedged their currency from the dollar today?
Yeah, you just mentioned that earlier. You know, I haven't had a chance to see that particular story, but there's so much going on in the economic world
right now. Yeah, but that's a big deal. I mean, the Saudis hold 800 million. That's almost as the 1.2 trillion the Chinese have got.
Well, it's the oil. The United States dollar was fixed to oil. It's not anymore. The United States dollar holding world status, that's dead. There is no more United States dollar being the world currency. It's gone. We've lost that. And
Are you mad, Ted? I mean, I'm physically mad right now.
I tell you, it's ruining our children's future. The United States has sold its soul. We definitely have set up this process. It is Alex, you say that the Merrill or the Euro currency. I really truly believe that the people that are in control of the United States dollar, which is not the government currency, the Federal Reserve System owns this currency. They are steering us right into a world currency. We're going to be paying world taxes.
They're doing this by design, and I want it on record. They said they were going to do this. In 2000, in the 70s, they were just 6 years late, 7 years late, and it is so sick. Ted, I know I've got you on about economics now, but tell people about the gold deal so maybe they listen to us.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, yesterday I was on air, we were talking about the very same thing. I'm going to offer it again. I'm going to offer it at the same price, and gold did go up. $10 an ounce, so obviously this is even a better deal now at this particular time. I have French and Swiss francs. They're $153 per coin. That is just a steal, and you need to get out of dollar. You need to get into gold. And in addition to this, there's only about 500,000 coins that the U.S. Mint issued in 1984 to commemorate the Olympics. And this coin was sold as a collector coin by the U.S. Mint. That means they can't go back and say this is a bullion coin, we're confiscating it. It is private gold, and it is a good way to get involved in the marketplace. They're $528 per coin. They're encapsulized in the original government holders. They're in perfect shape. They're in proof condition, or they're in the business strike condition. Either one, a fabulous way to get involved. And I can tell you, when there's only 500,000 to go around, there isn't enough to go around for everybody in the Twin Cities. It would barely reach the population.
Yeah, that means nationwide, worldwide, there's only 500,000 of those. That's a super collector coin at very close to melt. A super good deal. Give them the phone number, Ted.
The number to call us is 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. May I remind you, when I was on with British Sovereigns here just a month ago, the people that bought those coins not only supported the network and helped get the message put forward, they are now sitting in a profitable position. They can sell back to me for more money than they paid.
Let's see, if they bought British Sovereigns at about $680 an ounce, then that means they have made 20 and 32. That means they've made $50+ in a month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Per coin.
And are they really making money? No. What's happening out there is the people who are sitting in U.S. dollar get eaten alive.
Yeah, that's it, folks. Listen. Listen. The gold's real, okay? And it's only going to go up. Okay, are there going to be some valleys? Yes, but I'm telling you, just like I've been saying since 2000 when it was $300 an ounce, if you don't get into gold and silver right now, you're completely insane. 800-686-2237. You usually hear Ted on my show twice a year, okay?
Yeah.
I'm having him on 2 days in a row. I dragged him in here when he was getting his car serviced. I said, just leave, because I wanted to warn the audience, you better get into gold. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Or you can listen to CNN Money Report, and they'll tell you stay in stock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And just think about it for a second. If you had a retirement plan that you put together, you might as well forget about it, because you might have $1 million, but that $1 million may not even buy a used car. You know, that's where it's going right now. People in Argentina fell asleep one night, woke up the next morning, and the country devaluated the currency by 50%.
And then the IMF and World Bank documents came out 2 years later. It was all by design. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on again.
Hey, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
You bet. And again, if you don't get gold from Ted, fine. But he gives you really good prices. I mean, those two deals are great deals to take advantage of. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. They also have some free economic reports you can get by Dr. Corsi and some other great things. All right, I appreciate callers holding. Now I'm going to take calls into the next hour. Then I'm going to get into all the police state war news, the rest of it. I'm just trying to have some type of control in my life. I mean, they're just completely destroying the country right now. I don't know how to explain it to you. I'm almost speechless, like I've been since Monday. And so the public won't know they cut interest rates that made the crisis even worse. so the public wouldn't even know that that was worse. And the public was told it was a solution, and so their stupid stock market went up, and so they think everything's fine. I just can't believe it. I know I keep just babbling, bumbling here. To watch the open rape of the nation, because we don't have the factories, we don't have the high educational standards, we don't have the inventors, we don't have the smart people anymore. We're just a nation of decadent slobs, myself included, who all we had was the dollar, and they're taking that away. They're taking it away. And it may go back up a little bit next week, but if you watch the trend, it's straight down. And they wouldn't do this if they didn't think they could sell it that they were the saviors, you see. They wouldn't do this if they thought you'd stand up, if they thought you understood. But when you got a public, as the caller said earlier, filmmaker I know, he's been down in Austin for weeks off and on interviewing people, and one in eight people, he said, knows who the vice president is. Folks, they're devastated. Their minds are devastated. They know who the football teams are, and they know how to act cool at cocktail parties. But, folks, other than that, they don't know anything. And they, these yuppies and their servants and the blue-collar cops and the rest of them, if it means a paycheck, folks, and the government blames people like me for what happened to the economy, they will man death camps. Make no mistake, you think the Germans were corrupt? I mean, the people today love Jack Bauer. This is all planned out. It's all planned out. Kim in Texas, thanks for holding. I really appreciate it. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
My question is, you touched on it, when you do get the gold coins, how do you keep the government from collecting it like they did before?
Well,
and what my second question is, what is the exact inflation rate right now? I'm saying 20% myself.
Okay. Number one, back in 1933 when they declared federal martial law, set up the federal police, known as state police, and started taking over and started socializing and giving people slave numbers and Social Security and the rest of it and telling you driving was a privilege and the rest of it, which it wasn't. Back when we went under occupation of the New World Order and the Bank of England, about, I don't know the percentage. I mean, looking at numbers, it says everybody held gold. I don't know if that's the case, but I would imagine 98% of people. Almost everyone had gold. Gold was still the money. Silver was still the money. A quarter in your pocket was almost pure silver. Gold coins, you'd have a $10 gold piece that was, really worth about $20. There'd been that much inflation since the start of the country. And so they just announced, we were a very subservient country by then, that we're the good government. Just turn your gold in. No one's accepting gold now. No corporations or banks. We'll give you paper back. And then they publicly shipped it all to Europe. It was on the news. It was in the papers. And then 1 year after all the gold was out of the U.S., they then doubled prices, and the European banks that own us literally laughed about it. U.S. companies got caught setting up dummy corporations to buy gold in Europe. They would all get arrested. The Firestone family, the head of the company, got arrested for trying to do it, the tire company. It's all history. My grandmother remembers it happening. Today, about 5%. In fact, I saw that number last week, and I heard another gold broker on air talking about it and reading the numbers yesterday. 5% of the country roughly holds gold. And even less hold physical gold. Listen, the general public thinks mercury's good for them. They don't know about this investment that more than doubled the last 6 years. They don't know about an investment that went up $50 an ounce in the last month. So there's no point in confiscating gold because 95% of people don't even probably know what gold is. I mean, they just think they know it's a jewelry or something. They don't even know that it's an element. They don't know it comes out of the ground. Literally, these people don't know anything. You can't overestimate how dumb they are and how dumbed down they are and how mesmerized and brainwashed is really the word. Not even dumb. They're more under a spell. They know all the football scores, but they don't know about gold. And so the danger of them confiscating your gold is very, very low. But if they come for your gold, they're probably coming for your guns, too. And nothing is safe. They could take your house, take your car. The point is that they can't invisibly steal the value overnight as they're right now doing the paper. See, so that's why gold is such a good investment. And again, Ron Paul comes on this show. He's not affiliated with gold sales like I am, trying to support the network. I mean, he tells you, get gold, get it fast, get it. You know, inflation tax. He said it could blow any time. And well, look what's happening right now. And believe me, when these yuppies find out and learn what the currency devaluation means, they're going to be trying to snatch gold up at any price. But they won't admit that they were brainwashed 10 years ago not to buy gold. They're still saying gold is bad. Do you understand that? Does that answer your question, Kim?
Yes, it does.
And then what was the other one?
Inflation rate.
Oh, inflation. Thanks for the call. They have different brokerage firms, different companies, and different institutions that look at that. The government says it's at about 7% right now, and that's with cookbooks. A lot of the big economic firms and you know, top economists are saying that we've got about a 13.6% annual, and that's just what we're feeling right now. In certain sectors, it's 15-20%. In energy, it's been about 30% a year if you take the last 4 years increases and average them together. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
I was sitting in traffic listening to the radio. Old George Strait was singing. Seashores of old Mexico.
By the way, I didn't mean for the song to play now, but it is fortuitous.
I got an idea.
Chris Ritter, local activist, brought me all these documents about 8 months ago at the TV station. And there's somewhere around here. There's piles of things everywhere. I mean, I don't want to tell this story about how I don't read everything, because then you won't send stuff, then I have no chance of seeing it. But I did read all this, and then I just forgot to ever do a story on it. I think I threw it at Aaron Dykes, actually. I'm looking it out the window, editing video right now. We just don't have the personnel, the money to hire the personnel we need. And it was all these documents about how they're going to adopt Spanish curriculum. I mean, the actual Mexican curriculum, U.S. government is going to adopt Mexican government curriculum in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Colorado. And you tell people that, and they laugh at you. I mentioned it on air, and people are like, let me see the proof, and I never got to it. Well, here it is, KGW.com. We'll get it up on PrisonPlanet.com right now in Jones Report. In fact, Aaron just gave me this. Will you get this up on Jones Report right now? Will you get how they're going to teach the official Mexican curriculum in the schools? Do what? No, this one you gave me about the Mexican. Yeah, this one. We post that on Jones Report right now?
Yep.
Thanks. Anyways, some Oregon high schools are adopting Mexico's public school curriculum. Now, did you hear that? To help educate Spanish-speaking students with textbooks, an online website, DVDs, and CDs provided free by Mexico to teach math, science, and even U.S. history. I mean, they're colonizing us, no doubt. And the big banks love it. Anything to break up the U.S. They're destroying our dollar. We got 30 million illegal aliens here in the country, all guaranteed to have at least 4 children. They do not want to assimilate and become Americans. They openly say they hate America. I mean, this is all over the restaurants, the stores. Why are we going to lie about it? Why not be honest? And it goes on to say Texas all over. It says Austin, Texas. But see, that's not the big story here. Chris Ritter gave me the actual school issued documents because her sister's a school teacher. Was it her sister or sister-in-law? I got to get Ritter on the show. In fact, Ritter, you got my number. You're listening probably, or somebody is in your family. I want you in studio. Or I get your sister or whoever is on. I think it's sister-in-law. Whatever. The point is now it's in the Associated Press on KGW.com. AP. Some Oregon high schools are adopting Mexico's public school curriculum to help educate Spanish-speaking students with textbooks and online website, DVD provided by Mexico, who has dual citizenship and says this is Mexico. So they want them to have dual citizenship. The Oregon Department of Education, Mexico's Secretary of Public Education, are discussing aligning their curriculum so courses will be valid in both countries. But see, this is the big news. In the documents Ritter gave me, which are somewhere in this office, it was official handouts to the teachers. It said they're going to teach in primary Spanish to everyone. You understand? It said math, science, and English. And see, we should have done an article on this. It would have been really important and gotten out. But we can't do it all. I'm drowning in it. In Texas, in Austin, schools are going to speak in Spanish. That doesn't mean bilingual, baby. I mean Spanish. Similar ventures are underway in Yakima, Washington, San Diego, California, and Austin, Texas. Students come to us with such complex issues, said Tim King, director of Clackamas Middle School and Clackamas Web Agency Academy, with rival courses and virtual courses in Mexico's learning materials. And it says that they're going to speak Spanish. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.